Okay there, Tom. Sounds fine. Yeah, if you can go jump into the back room over there and find one that ain't being used, or ask if you can take it home and play with it, then, yeah, then you can play around. And just as much as Eric told you there, yeah, Don, W8CPT, Don had told me that, helped me along to get all this stuff set up. The only thing that he hasn't been able to help me with is the microphone setting on this phone. And we narrowed it down to, you have to dial, I'm using an iPad, okay? So we type in the IP address in there, and then it will take you to the telephone itself. Unfortunately, it would be nice if you could do it on the phone itself, but no, so there is some software settings, I guess, and we need to figure out how to adjust the microphone gain on this phone because it's a little hot. I've been trying to figure that out. I played adjusting some numbers on the gain on the first setting, but that didn't seem to do anything. And I called up a test telephone number that would give me an echo back, but unfortunately, it's not like Echolink. It's for latency issues. I wish they would have one where you would say something into it, then it would repeat back to you after you unkey, like Echolink does. That's what I don't know if Hams over IP even has that functionality, but if they do, I would like to find out what it is so I can try using it, so I can try to make adjustments, do a test call, and if it don't work, put it back, and then go to the next setting and adjust that and see what setting will actually adjust that I want to get adjusted. Sometimes they don't seem to make it that clear. So, okay, Tom. Well, go get those dogs fed. We'll catch you again later. And I guess JN8WJL went off the side, and I'm going to assume Patrick might be still on the road. KE8ZTP. And Eric is cleared out because he just got home, so I'm not sure who's left. But I'll hang around. KB0DCO.